Hey, my name is Kyron, and I've been asked to give a living picture. So just bear with me. I had a stroke a year ago, and it's really been a hard thing and a life-changing thing in my life. Anybody that knows me knows that I've been very independent and proud. I've made an acrostic with the word stroke to hopefully show how, you know, we are trying to make good on the brokenness that I have felt this year. S stands for a strong connection to God. You know, I've learned through this experience that my faith has been more than just a lot of standards or rules to go by, that it has been more of a relationship. T stands for tremendous change. This experience has changed my worldview and my compassion for others with limitations, because also, if you knew me, I probably wasn't a very compassionate person before, but I'm much more compassionate now to people with limitations or with needs. R stands for realizing my need for others, through family, through friends, and then obviously my church family has been very important to me. I'm not going to mention everybody's name because I'm probably going to leave somebody out because my memory was really that. But a lot of you have been, very kind to me and very kind to my wife. O stands for opportunities to grow, and that I've realized that through Christ, and many times I've really gone to some dark places, but that through Christ I can overcome that and I can continue. K stands for keep my focus on God. You know, I may not understand, you know, why God chose for me to go through this, but I've come to trust Him. And then E stands for physical and mental and spiritually. And that is, right now my life consists of riding a stationary bike 2 times a day, usually around 7 miles. I do word exercises to help with my eyes, because if you can picture this, I can actually see through both eyes, but they're not working together. So a lot of this is, I've got double vision. So I've had to put a patch over one eye sometimes just so I can have one single vision. I've been really appreciative to Rich and to Dwight for letting me come to the men's Bible study. And they've been a wonderful help to me. Thank you for the time that you've given me, and I appreciate it. Thank you.